You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Students have come out in support of the Minister of Education, Chris Hipkins' announcement on the reform of vocational education, as the higher level statements are so far in step with in the right direction towards fulfilling the ROVE student wish list. I spoke to James Ranstead, the National President for the New Zealand Union of Students Associations, about this decision. We discussed what the wish list is, whether the reform truly meets the wishes of those students in vocational education, and how the reform may affect students currently enrolled and students wishing to be enrolled at a later date. Here is James.
Sure thing. So the Minister of Education has put forward a proposal to merge all New Zealand's independent 16 institutes of technology and polytechnics into one large national institute. The reasons for this largely the fact that the number of students in the ITP, studying in the ITP space in New Zealand have dropped significantly over the past decade as a result of falling school leaver numbers, but more importantly for the vocational sector, really high employment. And so people aren't encouraged to get involved in vocational education as much as what they previously were. And so with 16 independent polytechnics getting less students, they've been struggling financially. So the purpose of this, amongst many other secondary purposes, the main one is to make it more resilient to fluctuating student numbers.
Now, there has been student support to this reform. Can you explain why this reform was necessary and why students are on board?
Yeah, sure thing. So, up until this point in time, the polytech sector has largely been driven by student numbers. And so in many of our regions where people are often not highly educated and would benefit hugely from having good, adequate regional provision, oftentimes the services and the educational facilities aren't there for them. And we've seen a drop away of that in some areas for the likes of Unitech up in Auckland, and Welltech in Whitianui, Taipotini down on the west coast of the South Island as well. A number of their programs have been cut simply because they haven't been able to financially stand on their own 2 feet. There's other secondary benefits as well. I mean, for example, by having multiple different campuses throughout the country, it's a lot easier to transfer across different campuses if one student, say, wanted to study in Wellington and shift up to Hamilton, for example. Another key benefit would also run along the lines of making sure that campuses aren't competing against one another, and really taking a national approach to ensure that the right resources and the right course offerings are in the right space, and concentrating that there. Yeah.
So will this change affect those students currently studying, or will it only affect students enrolled after this change comes into effect?
So there will likely be very minimal changes to those students that are studying, but we recognise that those students that are considering studying and will be in the sector over the next 2 to 3 years, there probably will be some quite significant changes. We are a political lobbying body, so one of the key things that we've been pushing for from the Minister is to ensure that there is as much transparency and certainty provided to students over the next few years in regards to their program changes. Over the past couple of years, we've seen at WATEC for today a number of different, which is the polytechs in Wellington, a number of different program and course changes, and a number of students have felt really ripped off from the changes. So we're really keen to ensure that this process, change process, is managed as smooth as possibly.
How can you ensure that those changes are transparent? Is it sort of just continual reminders to the government that that's what students need, or is there something more, more concrete that you can ensure that that's going to happen?
Yeah, I mean, clear communication is a key one. Along with that too is having goals and outlines early on. I mean, for example, a student in secondary school considering doing some form of engineering at their local polytech, if that course, say, isn't going to be offered in a year or 2 years' time, they should be told about that as early as possible rather than then pinning their hopes. So that's just an example, but I think you kind of get the gist of what I'm going along.
There's been talk about the ROVE wish list. Can you explain what this is?
Yeah, I mean, we believe that students are the most important, along with industry and all the other bodies, but we would say that students are the most important stakeholder within the reform of vocational education. There's approximately 100,000 students within the vocational space in New Zealand, so we're really keen to ensure that students do get a good deal out of these changes. So we've put together a list of 10 different items that we've titled our vocational education student wish list, and they range from a variety of different things, many of which we've touched on. So ensuring there's proper regional provision, making sure the transitions are smooth as possible, and making sure that education is as flexible and suited towards the 21st century learner. We've also touched on a few other key points around student voice. Since the polytech sector has been struggling financially over the past decade, but also tied in with the likes of voluntary student membership, student voice has really been on the lowdown over the past decade in particular, and they've really been hammered by reduction in funding and resourcing put towards their student voice. So we're really keen to make sure that democratic structures and the resourcing to back that up are put into the student voice in polytech space.
You've said there have been some wishes that have been met by the reform, but how are we going to ensure that those other wants and needs are met in the future for students?
Yeah, sure thing. So the announcement is just that so far, an announcement. And so that announcement covered 5 of the 10 key items in our wish list. Yes, they are just statements in this point in time, and we'd really like to make sure that they actually do come to fruition. We also recognise the announcements are incredibly high level, and so much of what we include within our wish list was relatively detailed. So we're not necessarily hugely frustrated at this point in time. We recognise a lot of this detail will be fleshed out over time, but we just put it here to front foot the decision-making process as they go through the transition of the reform of vocational education. So that's through the likes of how the student voice will be set up, and around the likes of the free tertiary education fee-free policy as well, which we've tacked on as the number 10. We're going to be pushing all 10 points in this wish list, but I guess it also really encourage those students studying in vocational education to have a look at this wish list, and also push for the items within their own institute, because the more people saying it and more people singing from the song sheet is really going to increase the chances of then coming to fruition and students getting a really good deal out of this reform of vocational education.
Obviously you've said this is an announcement. Are groups like yours and like other groups within various polytechnics and across New Zealand, do you think they're actually going to have the ability to have consultation with the government on this, or do you think that that's sort of unlikely and it's more that we just all need to speak loudly about it and hopefully they'll listen?
Yeah, so between now and the 1st of April, there's establishing a transition board made up of 10 key individuals from the reform of vocational education space. Unfortunately, students, there is not a student rep on that, so that is disappointing for us. At the same time, though, the Minister has said that he expects there to be a huge amount of consultation and a student advisory group being set up for this transition board as well. So we're really keen to jump on that bandwagon and make sure that this wish list and the students' interests in general are fed through to that transition board and beyond 1st of April 2020.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.